Hi, and welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 51. Today we have Assimilator. Yeah, it's me again. Nice to see y'all again. So I don't have too much today. As you've probably surmised, a lot of my time has been spent playing World of Warcraft since I jumped back on that bandwagon. And any other fellow players should probably know by now that phase 4, I believe it is, of the elemental attack has begun. So now you can actually attack level 80 elementals inside of, if your horde, it is a lion, it is Ogrimmar and Thunderbluff. And if you are Alliance, you will be attacking, you will be defending Stormwind and Ironforge. And you'll have, you know, two types of elementals at each city. And basically it starts every about 2 to 3 hours. You have 1 hour to defend your city from the invasions. And I believe it is, there are 32 elementals per rift that has to be destroyed. And you have to, you know, basically take care of each district, destroy the rifts, and free trapped citizens. If you manage to do that in an hour, there'll be a portal open that will lead you to an elemental lord. It's either Gaiju Gazrilla, Crown Princess Theatris, Grand Ambassador Flamelash, or Prince Sarsarun. Yeah. And they're basically beefed up versions of their previous incarnations. You might remember Gazrilla from Teneris, Crown Princess Theatris from Morodan, Grand Ambassador Flamelash from Blackrot Depths, and Prince Sarasun from, I think it was Ankaraj. Yeah, it sounds about right. So, as you defeat them, they drop gear that is pretty equivalent to Ice Crown Tin Man. Ice Crown Citadel, you know, the big ray that's basically level 251 gear. And Wowhead has a nice listing of basically what's dropped for who. Physical DPS gets the most love, and that's different stuff. But there's still some decent gear here. And it'll be a good way for you to outfit those off-specs that you might be running around with. And after this will come the Shattering, which, rumor has it, we might see the Shattering as soon as November 23rd, maybe, on that patch day. Because it has to happen by December 7th. So we're looking at, I don't know, what, 3 weeks? Yeah, about 3 weeks total before the Shattering has to happen. And it's already on the public test server as active. So we could very well see it on the 23rd. Which would be interesting. So, if there's anywhere in Old Azeroth that you kind of enjoy, like looking at, enjoy the scenery, just want to run around, get it done soon. Let's see, what have we got outside of World of Warcraft news? Because I know not everybody plays it. Only 11, 12 million people now play it. So there's a few other people that don't. For you racing fans, GTA 5 finally, or not GTA, sorry, just Gran Turismo 5, GT 5, finally is getting a release date of November 24th. So this was originally supposed to be a release title for the PlayStation 3, and here we are, I don't even want to think about how many years later, and it's finally being released. What I find it funny is that there was word that they were going to start working on Gran Turismo 6, before Gran Turismo 5's release date was actually announced. But hey, so you can get your race on as of, as I said, November 24th. Let's see, what else other news do we have for gaming? Angry Birds. I don't know, I've become addicted to that little game on the iPhone, especially when I'm at work and I am just killing time between, like, before my lunch ends or when I'm stuck on a phone call waiting for a install to finish before I leave for work. Well, it looks like it's going to be coming to consoles with Worms-like multiplayer. Which honestly, I could see that being kind of fun, you know, shooting your birds at your opponents, trying to knock them out or something similar to that. Could be fun. So look forward to that. I don't see anywhere in here where it says what console it's going to be coming to. Oh, never mind. I did find it. Verge is coming to the PlayStation Network, Wii, and Xbox 360 in a near future, possibly with a multiplayer mode. So yeah, fingers crossed on that one, because I think that could be really entertaining. And then, if you don't care for racing games and you don't care for little mini games, but you like your fighting games, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Fate of Two Worlds also has an official release date now of February 15th, 2011. So you can go ahead and take your favorite characters and, you know, battle them out to each other. Which includes, let's see, we got She-Hulk, Zero. Of course, you got Wolverine, Spider-Man, Captain America, Morgan, Beautiful Joe, Dante. I'm not even gonna try doing all of them right now. The point is, you'll get to play a lot of people and kick ass as your favorite character. Let's see, what else do I have? I really didn't have a lot for you people. I'm sorry about that. Oh yeah, there's one more. I know I was going to try and stop with the WoW thing, but hey, this guy's kind of an interesting little pet you can get. There's going to be, you've probably heard about the mini, Moonkin hatchlings. Well, there's also going to be a Lil Ragnaros pet that you can buy from Blizzard. Hopefully the pet will only be about $10, just like the pets were last year. And the Moonkin Hatchling charity will be going to an as of yet unnamed charity. I know they got like $1 million for Make-A-Wish Foundation from the Pandaren monks, so we can expect similar results from Blizzard this year, I believe. Yeah, and that's really all I have. Lego Star Wars episode Lego Star Wars 3 is going to be coming out, focusing on the Clone Wars television series for those that are interested. And yeah, that's honestly all I have. Obviously, I'm not playing Kinect because I haven't bothered to mention it yet. Because, well, I haven't bothered to buy it yet. And yeah, unfortunately, that's all I have. Well, it is. There's a possibility I won't record before Thanksgiving again. I know it's the 17th, so I should record before then. But in case I don't, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Eat your share of turkey. And remember, this is the holiday of gluttony, so do your part and eat more than your fair share. The meantime, have a wonderful week. Visit us at thegameslave.com. Mail us at mail@thegameslave.com. And in the meantime, you have a great week. Game on!